Hands down, the scariest experience a human can ever come across is death. And that's because the only way to actually know what happens after death is to actually die. Or so we thought. You see, it's unlike anything else, in that whether we like it or not, we will all go through it. It's just a matter of at what point. And if you think about it, other fears do not compare because we have a chance of avoiding them. Just to name a few, some of the most common include nyctophobia, which is a fear of the dark, but you can always find or configure a light source in your home. Arachnophobia, fear of spiders, and as long as you keep a clean home, you could also avoid them. Claustrophobia, fear of tight or small areas. As a free American, you can make the choice to stay away from tight places, but with death, it gives no forgiveness. It's a certainty that it's around the corner for all of us, and most simply choose to turn the other way and continue through their lives, until the time it happens, of course. But luckily, you have me to remind you, right? Don't worry, surely I'll be next. I remember, as a child, crying over the death of my grandmother, though, thinking that, sadly, I might never see her again. For the longest time, I went through a phase where I believed that there truly wasn't an afterlife, that heaven sounded too good to be true, and I could find no validity in religion. But I'm a strong believer in that if you search for answers to riddles, an answer you shall receive. And to me, the afterlife has been a riddle worth cracking. But today, I'm here to tell you that there is an afterlife, and that the only reason we know this is simply because sometimes the dead actually do return. So by looking through countless cases of near-death experiences, I will cover the most common and probable stages of death, including how you will feel, what you will experience, and why you should not fear death. My name is Michael Ayala, and this is Rest in Pieces. Whatever life you choose to live, I have no one to judge. In this case, let's say you're an ordinary human being, and at some point, you got to the point of death. The first question you might be asking is, will it hurt? Or the more common question, what would it feel like to die? But let's just sit back and think about it for a bit. Obviously, as humans, you could suffer prior to death. And the pain varies, of course, depending on how you died. So initially, you do go through the humanly pain of dying. Like death by torture will definitely be more painful compared to an instant death of a grenade explosion to the face. But that's only because, at the time, you are still human, and your body will automatically fight for survival. You see, the fear comes because to the conscious mind, it's inconceivable for any other reality to exist. And from the moment that we were born, every single moment of our existence has trained us to know ourselves only by the external stimuli we receive. As humans, that's sadly the only thing we can rely on. It's the thing that's kept us alive, and what made us the most successful by placing us at the top of the food chain in the animal kingdom. So let's get past of the cause of death and move forward to the final moments. That stimulus and the many senses we have start to fade away. Your body then goes limp and your heart stops. Next, your breathing ceases. But don't worry, If it looks like your body is struggling and twitching, it's normal, and it's been proven that the person doesn't really feel it at this point. And it's just the body's last efforts to save itself. Then, you lose all your sight, feeling, and movement. The ability to hear goes last. And that's when your identity ceases. And the person you once were becomes only a memory. There is no pain or suffering, only silence and peace. But I assure you that you still exist. Now that you've crossed over, you begin to realize the little details, like breathing. Breathing as a human takes up a lot of energy and use of your diaphragm, or the muscles in your chest. But at this point, there is no effort, and it's much easier and more comfortable. But no matter what may come next, the most shocking part will be that you are still existing, and you are still you. You'll still be able to think, remember, see, hear, move, and reason as you wish. And the greatest thing about it all is that not only are you alive, but you're more alive than you've ever been before. The best way I can think of to describe it from my research is, right now, as a human, think of a coffee filter as your body and you being a cup below it. You can only experience what the filter lets you. But once you get rid of the filter, you'll experience everything as it truly is, unfiltered. So if you expect to stop existing after death, you will be severely disappointed. Because all you do is get rid of the filter that we call a body. It is commonly believed or theorized that death is like a dream. But truly, the only similarity is that you tend to not experience the time. Since in our human form, everything abides by time. Once we cross over, time no longer applies. Think of when you fall asleep. How once you finally fall asleep, it's a flash until you fully or partially wake up once again. In most cases, what normally happens is that there is an immense light at some point with live-action clips of your life. And it is known that there is some sort of guide with you. Whether it's religious in origin, that part is unknown. But also, to fully understand this, you have to know that after death, you're able to be in many places at once. So all clips are happening synchronously. There is no fighting or maltreatment of others. But if you were mean or caused them harm, you will feel the emotions that they were feeling at the time. And that is for all parts of your life. In order to move on, you would have to fully comprehend all aspects of your human life. To further explain existence, all life is a vibration. That is a frequency, much like a radio frequency. Currently, we live in a specific frequency. Once we die, we transfer to a different one. During our revision of life, as we are still transitioning to a different frequency, we are at our closest to our human frequency, and sometimes they tend to cross. As we know, with radio waves, we sometimes get interference, and that interference tends to happen from other radio waves, like that of the dead. The more recently we died, the closer we are to the human frequency. And that's why sometimes we tend to see ghosts and strange phenomena, especially from the recently deceased. It is also known that the dead, which have suffered greatly or have pending matters to tend to on Earth, stick around, which could be that they haven't completed their revision of life, and haven't come to peace with all the aspects of their life yet. But again, remember that they do not suffer like us. It's all purely emotional and non-physical. Time again is not a factor for them, and all happens simultaneously. Note that what I've mentioned is a combination of the most common experiences carried out by over 3,000 adults and over 200 children who have experienced near-death experiences, and without ever talking to each other, are curiously and greatly similar. But as we've seen a glimpse of what's to come in the afterlife, it is not known what happens after the revision, because the people that have gone through near-death experiences don't get past that point and are usually waking up and get pulled out during their revision or before that point. But those who have gone through near-death experiences have been studied and show a lack of fear in the matters of death. Not only that, but a greater awareness of life and also a greater sense of empathy towards others. And experiences like these aren't isolated to just the unknown public. Famous writer Ernest Hemingway, one of the finest writers of the 20th century, had a mind-altering experience in a similar way. During World War I, he was wounded by shrapnel and had an out-of-body experience. He claims that he felt his soul slip out of his body and fly around and come right back to it, which is thought to have enabled him to write more deeply about death than any other author of the time. I personally believe that death should not be as dreaded as it is today, and that as we near our day, we should look forward to it, but instead, we tend to look at vampires and immortality as the grand prize. But after what we've learned today, we can see that it's actually a curse. This episode was researched and produced by me, Michael Ayala. And if you enjoyed the episode, make sure to rate and subscribe. Any and all support means the world to me. There's much more coming, and as a fairly new podcast, I would be extremely delighted to open up the veil of the bizarre world we live in. See you next time in the world of Rest in Pieces.